trails to you until we meet again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Neese saying happy trails until we talk again later on the radio. News This Hour is sponsored by the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 33 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian officials continue pushing for increased aid and new supplies of ammunition. Russia, meantime, continues its advances as well.
Ukrainian forces withdraw from the city of Avdiivka, with Russia claiming its biggest battlefield gain in months. One Ukrainian commander saying that they did not have enough manpower or shells to hold off the Russian assault.
ABC Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz in Kyiv. This Saturday will mark 2 years since Russia first invaded Ukraine. Israel ordering new evacuations from parts of Gaza City as UNICEF says 1 in 6 children in northern Gaza is suffering from malnutrition. Arab nations putting to a vote a UN resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, knowing it will be vetoed by the U.S. The rain still pounding Southern California, courtesy of an atmospheric river bringing downpours, strong winds, and the threat of mudslides. This is ABC News. The fight over new immigration laws in Texas, now in the hands of a federal judge.
The new statute allows local police to arrest people they believe are in the country illegally and to send them to Mexico. Hispanics fear being singled out for being Hispanic, but East Texas Sheriff Larry Smith says,
we're not going to profile.
But at the same time,
we are going to enforce the statutes that are enforceable put forth by our lawmakers in Austin.
The courts previously have held that enforcing immigration law is strictly a federal function. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
European regulators are investigating TikTok over what they're calling the app's addictive design, at issue whether it breaks a new law aimed at protecting children. And schools across the country have a substitute problem. With fewer people entering education, many schools have chronic trouble finding subs. The New York Times says one district in Iowa typically can't even cover half of its teacher sick calls. Some districts trying to tempt subs with pay of up to $50 an hour. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, the area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 53 with sunshine. Tonight, a few clouds and a low of 31. And Wednesday, 56, maybe up to 60 degrees, which could be a record breaker there. For Thursday, 54 and 39 for Friday. Right now in Richland Center, it is 33 degrees. That is so far the daytime high.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa in Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Good morning and welcome to the morning show on WRCO. It is National FFA Week, and we are pleased to have members of the River Valley team here today. We're blessed to have Chase Gilbertson, Emma Anding, Lucy Spahn, Ella Hillebrand, and their advisor, Sherry Groffunder. Sherry, how are you doing these days?
Doing well, Phil. Doing well. Thank you. It's been a busy time prepping for all that we do through Career Education Month. And it's exciting because FFA Week is upon us and this is what we live for. So besides school fair, this is our week to shine and showcase all our members and everything that we do and be thankful for those who help us get to where we want to go.
As warm as it has been, I had to think your school fair wasn't this warm, I don't think.
No, it was not. It was not. That is true. It was much colder that day.
So has that affected any of the FFA projects or anything like that, you know, the weather?
We've talked about that yesterday on Day on the Hill, the question with these temperatures, how has it affected crops and that. So one of the young gentlemen talked about his no-till experience having more moisture last year versus many of his people in the area had drought. So yes, it'll have an effect on our producers and crops with animals as well. So now it's a wait and see, because I was just talking with a friend last night about just thinking about the amount of bugs that haven't been taken out this winter because it hasn't been cold. So how many ticks are alive and thriving on animals just because it hasn't been cold. And so we'll wait and see how the crops come out.
I heard that there are ticks on animals this time of year already, which doesn't seem possible.
Yes, I've had one student who came in and talked about getting a tick off his dog on Sunday, and I was like, wow, not my favorite season.
No, not at all. But it could change quickly.
It could.
I always
say
about the time we're going to be out and watching baseball and softball and soccer and those kind of things will be, you know, snowing probably.
Well, today will be good softball, baseball weather.
Yeah, better than some, right? Chase Gilbertson is here, Vice President. Chase, we want to go to you. Your assignment is to tell us why is it important to recognize FFA Week?
Just some of the big ways are getting it out throughout the whole school, making sure everybody knows what FFA Week is about or FFA is about, all the different events, the paths that you can take in high school or out of high school, and all the all the fun you can have in FFA.
What does it mean to you?
It's a lot. It's going to be a good career path for me. I think it'll be huge for my future.
Do you go down the halls and try to recruit members of the student body to become FFA members?
Yeah, I've gotten a few of my friends to join this year. I try to get more people to join, but a lot of them don't think it's as cool as some people do.
How many are in your chapter, approximately?
You know? I think
81.
There's...
How many?
81.
81. Okay, that's a pretty good size.
Yeah,
chapter.
It's good numbers.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And how have your projects been going this year? You got some things
good,
going
yes.
Well?
A good amount of youth apprenticeship kids. I think most of the members are involved in our CDEs, and we had 7 people go to our speaking contest here 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Did you get involved in the contest?
Yes, I did. I went to the speaking contest.
You did? Okay. Mm-hmm. And how did you do?
I don't really know what place I got, but I didn't get first or second.
I can't believe that. You're a good speaker. So how does it work? It's been a long time since I did it, but do you have something that you memorize that you have to deliver?
For our topic, we get 30 minutes to write a 4 to 6 minute speech, and you get 4 judges that you talk about, and then they'll ask questions.
Do you have topics set aside?
Yes, there's different agricultural topics like technology and agriculture, or different things like that.
And which one did you choose?
I don't even remember. I think it was what it'll look like in 2050, but I don't remember for sure.
Yeah, that's looking a little bit into the future. Mm-hmm. And I think about how much agriculture has changed just in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe, but I think that's one of the things that you and the rest of the staff are looking at down the road, and some things that, you know, maybe what agriculture will look like, and some things you may not even know exist yet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So pretty exciting. So the importance of National FFA Week is one of the things you wanted to talk about, but you also have an opportunity for community people to help out tonight, don't you?
Yes, tonight in Spring Green, we'll have a Culver Share Night from 4 to 8. A good chunk of that money will go back to the FFA, so if you have a chance, get out tonight and support your local chapter.
You're going to be meeting and greeting people there at Culver's.
Yes.
And Spring Green. So.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Do you do very many of these during the year, Sherry?
We typically have 3 a year, so one during our homecoming week, one during FFA week, and then we have the ice cream, or the custard on in May, and we highlight that as a give a scoop situation as far as promoting agriculture in June Dairy Month. So that is our big tie-in with our Spring Green Culver's.
And that's a good tie-in because Culver's is a Wisconsin company, and obviously they use a lot of ag products too, don't they?
Yes, they do, and they are a big national supporter. They currently have out an application for students to apply for heading to the national convention. They will get that prepped, and students can do an essay for that and win your chapter some money to go to National FFA Convention on a very low budget, because they support it with a huge grant. So grants for growing and learning from Culver's is important. They are a great national sponsor for us.
You need to have some of those grants, don't you, to make all these things happen?
Yes, we have been fortunate over the last year to have a couple from like Compure Financial. They supported our food science program and then are currently supporting our building fund expansion for the school fair.
I heard that went pretty well. Tim Johnson came up and saw us, but he messaged me to say that they did get a pretty good response from that.
Yes, we have gotten a great response from our community. So thank you again to all the donors. And the checks are still coming in, so we do want to thank everyone for the donation, because now we can build on and expand for the students. And that's an awesome say from our community as far as supporting these students and their supervised agriculture experiences. So we thank our community, because without them, we wouldn't be as successful as we are.
Is it going to be the Miss G Wing then, or what is it going to be?
No. We'll just leave it to whatever else. So through National FFA, we do have theme days, and Wednesday is Advisor Appreciation Day. Today is FFA Alumni Day, so we want to thank our FFA alumni for all they do. Thursday is Give FFA Day, so that's the day where you can call in donations or email donations to your state, local, and national chapters. And then Friday is the Wear Blue Day. So being the chairperson of the FFA Alumni and Supporters Advisory Committee, I want to make sure that we promote that out so that people who understand you didn't have to be an alumni member, you didn't have to wear the blue jacket, you can be supporting. And if you believe in these children's futures like I do, you can donate money, time, talents. We would appreciate it.
You can wear the old blue jacket if it fits you, right? If you're an alumnus and it fits you and everything.
If it fits you, you can wear it. I have some that put their jackets on to show me they're still fit, and I'm like, I'm not going to show you mine doesn't fit. So.
That's impressive. Yeah, I'm sure mine might go over one arm. I'm not sure. So. But anyway, well, let's bring some of the ladies into the conversation as well. Emma Anding is here to talk about some of the special days. Tell us about the dress-up days this week.
So how we get our school involved in FFA, we do activities that our school would do. So Monday, which was yesterday, was pajama day. Today is USA day. Wednesday's denim day. Thursday's blue and yellow day. And Friday is flannel day.
Okay. So that's a little bit of... You're not wearing pajamas, though, today, though,
are you? No, not today. That was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay. USA Today. So
yep.
What,
red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
Yep.
Okay. Do you have an assembly at the school?
Yep. Thursday, during our AM Blackhawk, we had an assembly. We get our school involved by doing, like, a couple games. Like, we're doing a potato sack relay. We're going to do a balloon relay as well. And, like, if Subway wins, we're going to give them, like, Culver's or Subway gift cards to get them involved.
All right. And you're the reporter. Tell me about your role and your job.
Since it's FA week, I try and just keep everyone involved in FA, kind of, like, tell everyone what's going on social media, whether it's Facebook, the newspaper, Instagram as well.
Okay. Is it hard to find potato sacks or not?
Well, our school actually had potato sacks for, like, these specific activities, so that was pretty nice for our school to let us borrow some.
We used to call them gunny sacks, but I don't know that they...
Gunny sacks, yes. Now they're coffee sacks. We have a staff member who brings in coffee as part of one of his side businesses, so it's a coffee sack.
So does the sack smell like coffee then?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, that's an added bonus, isn't it? Wow. But again, that good community support, you couldn't do it, could you? Without that. So so why did you want to join FFA? Did somebody, an older student, convince you?
Well, actually, Miss G, I was taking one of her classes, small animal science, and I really like animals at the time. And she said, well, we have a CDE team. It's called Vet Science, and you learn about all the animals and, like, how to take care of them, all that. So that's kind of how I got in FFA as well. And she kind of helped me out and have my career path in the view, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what is a career path again?
Trying to help me, like, what I want to do for my future, like going to college, like maybe I want to go to Southwest Tech, maybe for animal science. So it's helping me figure out what I want to do in my life, pretty much.
That's awesome. Do you have animals on campus then?
Yes, we have small animals on campus daily, and then we can bring in large animals once we fill in our form for the students to see. And we're talking about facilities to have a large animal lab and bring in those animals for the whole day versus a couple hours and then sending them back home. But our small animal facility has ferrets, a hamster, chinchillas, bunnies, and guinea pigs, right? Thank you. And the kids have all been in charge of something except Lucy. She's my plant girl. But the rest of them have been in charge of helping out with the animals. So they were saying their animal that they were in charge of for the semester. And the students get to work with them, learn about their habits, feed them, weigh them, and then look over the animals, do measuring of the heart and pulse rates so that they can understand breathing rates, pulse rates, all of that fun stuff. It's a nice hands-on segment to our program so that students can see what it's all about. And then as far as our land lab, Chase is in charge of the 30-acre field, and he's been working with corn and soybeans and alumni members to get seeds donated and all of that fun stuff. So he's a quiet promoter of that.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding in his field, it sounds like.
That's, yes.
Right. So how's it been going, Chase?
Good. We've gotten some really good results. Most of the stuff's been donated, so that's been a big help on a big fundraiser.
So did you sell your crops yet, or is that all taken care of?
Yeah, we just sell them straight out of the field.
Oh, you do? Okay. So somebody comes and harvests it then? And
yep. This year, my dad came over and harvested it, and then Premier Co-op did all the hauling and stuff.
Great. So you just have to get it in the ground and kind of watch it through the year then, or through the summer?
Yep, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. So then that's in addition to some of the other things that you do. Do you have a work to school or any of those things going on for
yourself? Yes, I do. I have a youth apprenticeship through J&J, Total Lawn Care, and then as well as my dad on the farm.
So do you do anything with this time of year with J&J? Do you do any snow removal?
Usually there's snow removal, but not this year.
Not this year.
Just kind of odds and ends around the shop, usually with him.
Mm-hmm. Has it been a good learning experience for you, though?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I know, Sherry, that we've talked, too, about River Valley kind of expanding where the tech department, Mr. Wanneke's area and things like that. Does that affect your students and some things that they can do and have more space?
Yes, it affects us with, having the ability to give them more experiences in the classroom. So with Career and Technical Education Month, we highlight business, tech ed, and ag. And with the expansion going on, we're looking at different things in the future related to food science currently, because that's the program that is getting the most attention and growing. Nothing in the plans at this point, but it's the animal lab and growing that food science program so that we can meet the needs of our youth apprenticeship students. Currently, we have 3 students out at Prem Meats, so we're getting that hospitality and meat science awareness for those students, along with a student out at Culver's to get the managerial experiences. So we have many avenues in our River Valley area to promote students. We've had students at Straka Meats before, so that helps us get all of that out in our field as far as hospitality, animal science. The butchers have made a big push to get students educated, and in our food science program, we can get that started for them and get them out into the hospitality and food science areas. Mia winning that award years ago really brought in a lot of attention to our food science program, so that's helped us build and expand that part of our agriculture education program. And as you know, the students love the small animal lab. We have large animal science class. Animal health and nutrition is a dual credit course, so we work a lot with Southwest Tech on making sure these students are ready to take the next step. So students like Emma and Chase have taken the advanced classes so far to head into Southwest Tech with some credits.
And Ella Hillebrand, we haven't put you on the spot yet, but you're here. Let's talk about swine and goats. That's kind of where you've been working, right?
Yeah, I've been working with swine and goats since probably about maybe when I was 5 years old, and I've worked with them since then.
Have you learned a lot?
Yeah, I've learned a lot, especially with like fairs I've never been to, like the judges, like their critiques and techniques that I have to learn for like future fairs, and yeah.
So do you show, what fairs do you show at typically?
I show at the Richland County, the River Valley School Fair, and the Iowa County Fair.
Okay. So that keeps you busy, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially during the summer.
Sure. A couple of weekends, and then, of course, the big day on Friday when you have the school fair. So do you think that you'd like to get into something of that nature when you get out of school?
Oh, yes. I'd love to get into anything required with animals or, like, even helping with fairs. Like, as an example, Mia, she was fairs of the fair for Iowa County, and I plan on following her footsteps to be fairs of the fair also when she's older and I had the opportunity to take it.
Okay. And Mia is your sister?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to follow in her footsteps perhaps a little bit. And animals on campus, is it pretty hard to go back to class when you're working with small animals? And
Well, normally the classroom is connected to where our animals are, so it's not very hard to go from either the animals to class. It's like, you just grab it, bring it to the room, and then you work with your animal until, obviously, the class is over.
You can't take it to your next class, though, probably.
I wish, but no.
So you wanted to talk about SAEs as well. Tell us about that.
SAEs is using classroom principles in jobs or activities in real life that you would use in jobs. And, like, SAE stands for Supervised Agricultural Experience. So, like, using the things you learn from the fairs and using that, like, for life jobs and taking the critics and the techniques for jobs.
Do you currently have a job as well?
Yes, I work at Prem Meats.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
And what do you do there?
I make potato salad, coleslaw, pizzas, I scoop dip. I make it all.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
So I've sampled some of that, so next time I'll think, oh, yeah, I know who helped with that, right?
Yeah.
I think about businesses, Sherry, and they're almost all in need of help. And so it's kind of a win-win for everybody, isn't it?
It is. In River Valley, we are blessed with many people that offer these students jobs. We have Lucy working at the local grocery store. Emma have been 3 different stores. We have Chase working for, you know, one of our landscaping and lawn mowing companies. So when these students come in with their experiences, we talk about SAEs and have them realize that these are jobs for the future. if you like it, you've learned something that you want to do. If you don't like it, you learn to move on to the next offering that would be the right fit for you. And preparing students for various careers are what these community partners are doing for us. So with today being our alumni day, and we're saying thank you to all those business owners who have offered these students opportunities to learn and expand. And that's the nice part in my world, is I get to hear about all the things that they've learned while on the job, or, you know, teamwork situations. When we get talking about CDEs, the kids, you know, LDEs is more of an individual, for the most part, situation. Our CDEs are team events. So when we have you work with a group of three or four, it's a challenge now, because you might have different personalities that you have to bring to the table. But, you know, we have some superstars. They've trained some younger people, and now you have more superstars. And so when you're looking at that avenue, for us, we have a team leader for CDEs, and that team leader typically gets the rest of the team up to par. If somebody's figured something out, we ask them to share their knowledge. How did you learn this? Because, you know, I learn one way, but you might not learn the same, Phil. So if you bring your talents to the table as well, that just makes the team stronger.
Yeah. I can only imagine that. So if you're an underclass person and maybe you work a job and, oh, you know, maybe I'd like to try something else, and the next year you can have another opportunity then.
Yes. And so that's kind of what has made our youth apprenticeship program successful, is they've worked out a couple of those kinks in the world when they were younger, like, oh, I don't want this, but I'm thinking about this. And so if they've made that commitment on the skills that they want to bring to the table for youth apprenticeship, and they've taken those courses, now we can expand to the next level. So their SAE projects in ag now can relate to their youth apprenticeship options, which gets them dual credit at some universities and colleges. And so when you're looking at those avenues and you're advancing those kids forward, why not? You know, these are opportunities to help them grow and figure out their education. So one of our successful ones this year is Taya Hatfield. She has taken three courses at the high school to advance to Southwest Tech and have 18 credits when she walks in. And she has her youth apprenticeship job, and she's learned what she wants to do. And she's like, well, I want to curtail to an animal nutritionist now. She's been working in the food industry for a while, so she's learned the nutrition stuff. Now she's just going to try to apply that more to the animal science part of feeding the animal before it gets to the butcher. So all is learning, and that's an awesome example.
Yeah, it really is. And then, Is Taya a senior?
Taya's a senior,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so she's looking on down the road at the next level then.
Yes.
Whatever's going on.
And I have a lot of students ask me, do I have to go right to college? And I said, no, you can take your gap year, or you can do your labor unions. We have options for you, so we just try to work through what you're interested in. Not everybody's going to go on to a four-year, so we're pushing the trade schools and pushing your youth apprenticeships to get you into your areas of your expertise for the future.
Lucy Spahn is here as well. She's over in the corner, so we'll call upon her now. You are the treasurer. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning, Phil. Yeah, I'm the treasurer. I deal with all the money in and out of FFA and keep track of it all. It's a fun job.
I bet that's a full-time job, especially like on the day of the fair and whatnot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It keeps me busy all week, and we had a busy weekend this weekend, so I've got lots of bills to put through, and yeah, it keeps me busy.
So we had Tony Kurtz and Howard Markline in the studio with us yesterday, and I understand that some of the students went to Madison for Day on the Hill. What did you learn from that?
So me and Taya Hatfield, our president, we went down to the Day on the Hill at the Capitol yesterday, and we talked to state legislators just to kind of advocate for FFA, and it was a great experience. We collaborated with other chapters to talk to them, and, you know, organizing all of that and just advocating for FFA, it was a good experience, and we learned a lot. So,
were there a lot of blue jackets there at the Capitol?
There were. I think there were over 200 students there and over 40 chapters. So it was good turnout.
That's impressive. And it's fun because you all have one common goal, don't you?
Yep, it's great. And then to bounce your ideas off of each other and really have a good conversation. It was fun.
Have you had that opportunity to talk to another chapter and kind of say, oh, that's how they do it? Maybe that's something we can incorporate.
Yeah, that's a lot of our different, like, speaking contests, CDEs, all those. You get to collaborate with other chapters and talk to each other, bounce ideas off each other, and then bring stuff back to your own chapter to add to it and just promote your chapter. It's a really great thing to see everyone come together.
Are there rivalries, or are you just kind of, is it just kind of one big family?
I think it's all one big family. I've never heard of any rivalries in FFA between chapters, and yeah, it's great. Besides, maybe in our competitions, we get a little competitive between, what is it, Elkhorn, I think, for our CDE contest.
For farm business management, yes. They bring it for farm business management every year. That's the team we want to beat.
They're the one to beat. You rumble with them then a little bit.
A little bit.
So what are some other things that you want to talk about today, Lucy?
This weekend we had our pancake breakfast on Sunday, and it had a great turnout. And I just like to take the opportunity to thank everyone who came out and supported. It's a great fundraiser for our chapter and a fun way to kick off FFA week. And I'd also like to thank all our sponsors. We wouldn't have been possible without them. We had Prem Meats, Straka Meats, 400 Springs, Schreiber, the Arena VFW, the Presh family, the Miley family, Arena Cheese, Brouhaha, Foremost, Quick Trip, Kenny Amble, Triple Moore Farms, and Grandma Mary's Cafe. It wouldn't have been possible without them, so I'd just like to say thank you.
Who's in charge of going out and contacting those that want to sponsor?
I think Taya did most of that this year. She took charge and got that all together and helped set it up. And it was an early morning for all of us and the workers who came out and helped problem solve, set it all up. So, yeah.
It was a good way to kick off the week, though, it sounds like.
It was. It was a fun fundraiser, and lots of people came out and supported, so.
And it is Alumni Day, a day to honor the alumni today, Sherry. And it's amazing how where everyone lands, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is awesome to see. Like, I can tell you the number of years we brought kids here, I wouldn't have guessed some of the careers they've got into. And some I was like, yep, I knew you always wanted to be that vet. So, boom. And it is very awesome to see how they've expanded and grown, and now that they're giving back to us. So, you know, we have Sam, who's a mortician in town. She was like, I know I'll always have a job. So when you have those talks, those career talks with students, you're thinking about that. So we have many career options in this room looking forward to. So we'll let Lucy start with what she wants to major in, and we'll just have the kids go around the room quick.
How about it? All right, Lucy.
Yeah, I'm hoping to go into microbiology and have a career in that. It'll be an interesting career path, I think, and I'm looking forward to it.
That's all. Oh, that's a big one. A lot of schooling involved for that?
Yeah, I'll probably have to go to a four-year. I'm thinking about UW-Madison. So. Mm-hmm.
And we toured that Sunday night for her so that she could see a little bit about what the campus had to offer. And so we had her talk to some students about different organizations she could be possibly involved in the future to make those networking connections.
Yeah, doesn't hurt. And you're a senior this year?
I'm a junior this year.
So you've got a little time to prepare yet, don't
yep.
you? Okay. Well, all right. Well, let's move right around the table then as well. Ella, did you? What about a career choice?
I really want to either go into athletic training or marine biology.
Okay. Is there somebody, like, as far as trainers, somebody that's influenced you to think that or not?
Well, not to, like, bash on anyone, but our athletic trainer really isn't the best at diagnosing, but, like, saying what could possibly be wrong.
Uh-huh.
So he kind of influenced me to be better and to work harder and find out, like, the source of whatever's going on.
More knowledgeable then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Good luck with that. And what year are you in school?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. Okay. Very good. And Emma, how about you?
Next year, I'm going to Madison Area Technical College for radiology.
Okay. So you're a senior this year?
Yep.
Then. Okay. Good luck with that.
Thank
Chase,
you.
Chase, you're a junior, right?
Yes.
You're a junior.
Right now, I'm just planning on staying around the farm, most likely.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That warms my heart.
That does. We need people like Chase to keep this going.
We do, absolutely. Can you see yourself down the road being involved as an alumnus?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Big time.
Help out with the farm or whatever the case might be.
Yep. Then.
So, how many acres does River Valley have to farm?
It's about 30 acres.
Okay. Good. And do you rotate the crops then from year to year?
Yes. My freshman year, we put corn in there. And then my last year, we had soybeans. And then this year, we're going to do corn again.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. Hopefully, we get some rain this year, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, boy, good group of students here, Sherry.
Very good group of students. We are blessed in the Valley. This is only a small representation of what I get to deal with every day. So Lucy did the numbers for us, and we have 232 students in the agriculture education program this year. So that's impressive numbers. And our FFA, you know, when it's just you, you learn, and these students are the ones who help take those leads and invite the other students in to partake in different things. Like, we're here now talking, but people are back home prepping CDE teams for milk quality and wildlife. So that's the awesome part about having a community coming out and support us with the various aspects. So we're blessed.
Yes, indeed. We'll come back with a final word coming up in just a moment as we spotlight FFA chapters today. River Valley is in the studio with us.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
When you visit the shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Join the River Valley baseball team for an Easter egg hunt Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at River Valley Baseball Field, 660 Varsity Boulevard, Spring Green. The egg hunt starts at 10:30, split by age groups 4K and under, kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth grade. Don't forget to bring your own basket. For more information, contact Coach Heinemeier at 608-588-2554. $10 per child includes entry and 10 game tickets. Enjoy food, music, games, prizes, and photos with the Easter Bunny. Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Get ready for a striking good time at the Ithaca Lions annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament. Join them Sunday, February 25th, with shifts at 11 and 2, just $15 to enter. And guess what? All ages are welcome. Score big with raffle and door prizes. The excitement never ends. Secure your spot by signing up in advance at the Phoenix Center or by calling 649-7469. Lace up those bowling shoes and let the good times roll. The Ithaca Lions, striking up fun for the whole community. See you at the lanes Sunday, February 25th.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Coach Johnson would love to spread some health and hope this month. In honor of Valentine's Day being the 14th, I'll provide 14% off this month for those who place a new order with me. You can reach out on Facebook or contact me at 608-604-7751. Others took advantage of last month's offer, and that group is down over 100 pounds already. Are you ready to lose weight, maintain, or add muscle? Our program can help. You know me, I love to coach. Contact Coach Johnson today, have an informed conversation, and get 14% off.
The weather is so unpredictable.
but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com.
Welcome back to the Morning Show on WRCO Radio. Sherry Graffunder and members of her team are here today from the River Valley FFA and some of the vice president. What do we have? Reporter, treasurer, and Ella, what are you?
I'm just a member.
You're a member. All right. Sounds good. So we're well represented for everybody in the student body. Some topical things that we wanted to mention as well, being that it is FFA week, but we think that it's very important as well to talk about your alumni and talk about those once they do get out of school and things like that. And one of the things we've dealt with, we've talked about Farmer Angel Network. Do you know much about that in terms of you had much contact with them, Sharon?
I have not had much contact with them personally, but when I'm talking with the alumni, we do talk about the downside of being a business in demand 24/7. And with social media, that's brought a lot of light to the situation. So farmers that might be facing depression should utilize the Farmer Angel Network just so that they have that support system that they need. We talk about it in schools, and we've been trained as National FFA alumni staff recently. So as I was telling you over the break, it's a new situation for me to learn all these things. As critical as they are. So we're in a lot of EDI training, but then when we're talking about suicide rates and that, you asked about all these people that we've taught over the years, we have a couple students that are in veterinary field, and in 2019, they came out with some shocking stats stating that 80% of veterinarians will face clinical depression during their tenure as far as being a vet. And with the CDC coming out with those numbers, vets were 2 to 4 times more likely than the average population to consider suicide methods. So as we talk about the dark topics with, you know, students, alumni, and more, we want to make sure that we offer that support system as well. So promoting the Farmer Angel Network and other programs so that when these students face these dangerous careers in agriculture, they have that support system. You can always come back and talk. With us, the CTE department, we're pretty good at talking to our alumni as well because, like, at the breakfast, the kids are like, you're famous. And I said, yep, it's a small town. So we have a lot of students who have been employed in the emergency services. They see lots of different things in their, you know, volunteer positions. And so we talk through some of that. We have one of our students currently working for the state prison. He's like, I can't talk about different things, but it's a unique career, Graffunder. And I said, I understand you can't talk based on confidentiality, but how are you mentally? So checking in with those students and alumni, you know, every day, every week, it can be a big task. But I do encourage those that are feeling any struggle to contact somebody, reach out. But again, the Farmer Angel Network is a great one for us locally to work with.
I had no idea about vets and that rate being that high, Sherry.
Yes, I didn't know that until Kara went off to school and started promoting it on her social medias. And that, so we had lost a veterinarian at the University of Madison due to suicide, so that really promoted that. So as the students go through the Small Animal Science program, I do talk about, you know, the grieving situation of your pets, but also talk about getting assistance if needed when you're working with animals. You know, being a business owner, there are a lot of demands on you 24/7, and you think about your livelihood, producing crops for other people. You have people calling you in the middle of the night with their pets that they've treated like babies. It's a big emotional toll, and, you know, we all need to work through our different emotional situations in our careers, and just having that support system is a big key fact. For us in Ag Ed, we have each other. We have a huge network of ag teachers. We can pretty much call up on each other and say, okay, I'm having a bad time. You know, how did you handle this situation or that? So in early 2000s in Ag Ed, we had three teachers take their life. And so we did a lot of training through our WAAE, which is the Wisconsin Agriculture Educators Association, on training you to start to realize when people have changed their attitudes, changed their position, to get out there and help. So we have a Thrive program in our WAAE that helps ag teachers deal with the daily struggles of anything from teaching and family matters to, you know, just general life things that happen.
So your role has changed a little bit this year, has it, or not?
So this year my role has changed a little bit as NAAE representative on the National FFA Alumni and Advisory Council. I am the chairperson this year. So when one of my friends texted, who's the National FFA National FFA president or alumni president? And I was like, that'd be me. And he was just asking for a quiz bowl, and I thought he was just teasing me. He didn't realize that the National FFA Alumni and Supporters Advisory Council would be the person in charge. So I'm the chairperson. So helping these kids bring back different facts, talking about with alumni members throughout the nation, discovering what they do to support their young members has been a phenomenal learning experience. We have a corporate group on our council. We also have four regional reps for the alumni. We bring in the college professors who train ag teachers, and then we bring in the state staff who train you once you are an FFA advisor ag teacher, and then my group, which are the secondary ag teachers. And all of us, the committee, and past national officers, almost forgot the important ones. And so with all the youth to the older experienced people, we have a great time sitting on the committee talking about what we can do to improve the National FFA organization for all. So like I said, we've been through DEI training, so that's diversification and making sure all students are included. And we're one of the few situations out there that we don't cut people based on skills or anything like that. We bring them in and help them utilize and learn their skills and how to prepare them for their future careers. So when working with the different students, it is fantastic. River Valley, we're blessed with some diversity and bringing different populations in and working with those students to develop their talents. It's nice to see the vet science team excel with all the knowledge of, you know, Emma's working with lots of people, and it's awesome because that has 9 people training for 4 spots right now. The 8th grade group is a group that is really motivated to learn, so we are giving them a little bit of assistance into the big world, like adding them to something so that they can try to see if they're prepared for high school and working on those skills to say what you can say on social media and what you shouldn't say on social media. So then, you know, we're ready for the future because everybody's watching you no matter where you are today. Mm-hmm.
That's a good life lesson learned there, that yes, some of that stuff never goes away. So be careful what you put, right?
Yep. Be careful what you post and yep, make sure you're polite to people.
Right. Good words. Recently, we talked about you had some competitions. Lucy wanted to ask you a little bit about how that went and recently for the competitions. And were you involved in that yourself?
I was. So we had our district LDE contest 2 weeks ago, and all of our officers, as well as Peyton Miley, came with and competed in a variety of competitions. We had the employability skills and extemporaneous speaking, which Chase did. Peyton Miley did the creed speaking, where he would recite the creed, and I did the discussion meet, and I placed first in our district, so I'm moving on to sectionals March 1st, so it went really well for me, and it was a great experience, and again, we collaborated with a lot of other chapters, and yeah, it was really fun.
Congratulations. So what did you, tell us about what you talked about.
So our discussion meet, I would be in a room with, I think it was 3 and then 4 other people, and we came into the competition knowing what the topics could be, but not knowing which one it was. What it ended up being is my first competition, we talked about how to get 5th and 6th graders involved in FFA. And then the second one, we talked about conservation practices and how to promote a positive image of agriculture. And we just kind of had a conversation about it. It was kind of like running a meeting. And it was a really fun experience and a great way to learn how to be a professional in business.
Well, good luck at the next level as well.
Yeah, thank you.
That'll be awesome. We wanted to ask Chase about farm business management as well.
Yes, that is the CDE that I compete in, as well as Lucy does that one too.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about it.
It's got all sorts of different avenues, like ag structures, application rates for crops, the rate of gains for livestock and balance sheets. So it's just all across the board.
Okay. We wanted to talk about some of the other things they're involved in. And starting with you, did you play hockey this year?
Yes, yes. I play in Dodgeville.
How did it go?
Good. We're still playing. We play. Our last game will be March 17th.
So is it a co-op with River Valley and Dodgeville then?
No, it is club. River Valley actually co-ops through Sauk.
Oh.
But I go to Dodgeville for a club.
Okay, for club. So what position do you play on the hockey team then?
I'm a goalie.
Right. Wow, okay.
Yep.
So that's, you got to be pretty durable there, don't you?
Yeah, try to be.
Take some shots.
Yeah.
Get that puck coming at you pretty fast.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. So
well, their club team does have a couple wins under their belt, so
yeah, we are I believe 25-3 right now, with 3 tournament championships out of 4 tournament championships we've played in. One of them was our league championship. We were regular season league champions too, and we've got 8 games left, I think, so we're looking to finish strong.
That's exciting. Where do you find the time, Chase?
It's tough. It's tough. On the road every weekend. 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, we went all the way up to Siren, which is about 4 hours away. And then the weekend before that, we were in Marinette, which is 3.5 hours away up above Green Bay on the opposite side of the state. And we go all across the board, southern Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa. So, yeah.
A lot of fun. Do you play outside? This is a stupid question, but
no,
going that far up north, you probably could. Right?
Yeah, we could. That'd be really fun. We've looked into it, but we haven't found anything. We're looking for next year, so it'd be really fun to do that.
Right. They haven't had their typical winter up there yet either.
No, so. No.
Cool.
And then he also just recently went to the National Farm Show in Indianapolis. So let him brag about that.
Yeah.
Yes, this weekend, me and my dad and my brother all went down to the National Farm Show. That was a really good time. The first time we've ever went down there, seeing all the new technology, all the things that we don't really get to see, all the new machines that New Holland, Case IH, John Deere have produced. And we went to the tractor pull on Friday night. That was good. And then we went on Saturday night again as well. And that was like the national finals. So that was a really good show.
That's amazing. What wowed you? Did anything wow you as far as some of the futures?
The new Case IH AF11 combine and the new 715 quad track tractor really caught our attention, but there's just so many different things that we didn't know about and aspects of things in foreign countries and just a lot of different things we didn't know about.
Do you even need a driver on those combines anymore or not?
you just need somebody to let the seat sensor know that you're in there, and then it'll do the rest for you.
It'll do it. I know it. It's a little easier than it used to be, I think.
Yeah, it's much easier.
In terms of that. But I remember going to a show one time, and they had robotic milkers. And I mean, we're talking, and I'm thinking, what? How could that ever happen, you know? And, well, a lot of things I saw there have come and gone, actually.
Oh, yes. So, a lot of things are different than they used to be.
Yeah. Keep on changing. How about over on this side of the room, Lucy? What are some other things that you're involved in?
Long story short, a lot. I like to stay busy. I'm in NHS, National Honor Society. I'm the class treasurer. I play basketball, run cross country. I'm in student council, the prom committee, and I'm also president of math club. So it's a lot.
Making plans for prom now, I suppose?
Yep, we're starting to put it all together. We've got our venue, DJ, everything set up. It's awesome. Been a lot of fun.
Cool. Didn't ask me to DJ, but that's all right. I don't
We asked you for 50-50 money, though.
Oh, yeah. I play too many oldies, I think. All right. Ella, what are you involved in?
I do basketball, volleyball, softball. I dance. I also do club volleyball, travel softball, obviously FFA. I'm involved in a 4-H club, and I shoot trap.
Oh, my goodness. And you have a very successful trap team there at River Valley, don't you? Wonderful. And 4-H, that's fun. That's kind of an old school thing. I'm glad to see some young people still involved in 4-H. So, good way to start your careers. And let's also go to Emma. Emma, what else are you involved in?
I run cross country. I run track and field. I shoot at our trap shooting team as well. I'm in dance. I'm in competitive dance, and I'm also in National Honor Society as well.
Wow.
And also FFA.
Yeah, by the way, FFA.
By the way.
Some well-rounded students here, Sherry.
Yes, and that's the point of it, is to show students that no matter what your background is or what your interests are, we have a place for you as well. And we can highlight your talents even further and help you develop the skills maybe that you're not so proud of and make them strong skills when you leave River Valley. So I'm very appreciative of all that these students do and bring to the table. And you know, we've brought kids over the years. This list is always long, and it's always impressive. To time management tends to be the biggest lesson they learn at this age group.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very well said, because you're going to need to do that, especially on the farm. It's, yes. It's a whole day of that, isn't it? Every day. So I believe somebody's got a question for me.
Yes, we'll turn that over to Ella.
Okay, Ella, because Riverdale in the past has quizzed us. Now, they're going to be here on Thursday, but they're not quizzing us. So you're going to make me look silly today, which isn't hard.
Which country singer partnered for FFA Week this year?
Ooh, which country singer partnered for FFA Week this year?
There's Trace Adkins, Tim McGraw, Taylor Swift, or Garth Brooks.
Wow. I was going to go with Luke Bryan, but he's not on the list.
So. He's not on the list. So they partnered with Wrangler. Maybe that'll be a nice clue. So they're partnering with Wrangler for Give FFA Day on Thursday. So February 22nd is the big FFA Give Day.
Okay.
So,
well, so
give
I got,
you a hint.
I got it between two. So I'm going to go with Garth Brooks. Trace Adkins.
Yeah.
Oh, missed it by that much.
You don't think Taylor wears Wranglers?
Well, she probably could. That'd be quite the spectacle if she shows up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Anything else anybody else would like to add here today?
Just want to make sure we say thank you. Like today, before we came here, we stopped off at the various schools and dropped off cheese and sausage trays, or just cheese trays with crackers, to say thank you for everything that the teachers do for the students. We stopped at Tractor Supply Store to do promotion for our chapter as well. So you can put your name on a paper emblem and, you know, support FFA that way. Other ways to support, like I said, are share your talents with us. If you can coach speaking contests or CDE events, come on out and help. The more the merrier.
And judge too?
Yes, we can use anybody to judge as well, yes. Okay. We have officer applications heading out soon for next year's team, so if you're interested in helping that. And a big thank you to all the donors with the school fair building addition. Impressive, and we once again want to make sure to let people know how appreciative we are. And these students appreciate it. They get to travel lots of places and gain lots of experiences. Yesterday was our first day on the Hill that we've ever done with the students. I've done it nationally, but this was our first day to have students there. And I do want to thank them for taking the lead. They hear these opportunities, they ask, and we work to try to get them there so that they can gain those experiences and become the individuals they need to be.
And next up, you're going to be down not too far down the road from getting new officers. And yeah, I know you do some year-end things here as well with the FFA. Not too far away, Sherry.
Yes, the CDE competitions are going to be hot and heavy shortly in the month of March and April. We have our FFA banquet and prepping the new youth apprenticeships to start getting their experiences in the middle of the summer or beginning of summer to the school year. And then, yeah, homecoming will be on us shortly. So we are working on getting all of those additions. So if you have suggestions for our fair book changes, that type of stuff can be sent to Rachel Eberle or myself. Rachel works at the St. Luke's School in Plain. So send us your suggestions, because by March 15th, we'll be producing our book for next year already. So.
Wonderful. Well, it's always inspiring when you bring the students by, the brightest, you know, students, I think. You know?
So, yes, we are blessed. Well,
in most cases. No, I'm just kidding.
Chase, what did you do?
Yeah. Good to have you guys along here today. Good luck. Enjoy the rest of FFA Week. Sherry Grofunder joining us, along with Chase Gilbertson, Emma Anding, Lucy Spahn, Ella Hillebrand joining us here today on The Morning Show.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance. paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green.